The Department of Agriculture says it is again changing its policy on the J-1 visa waiver program. The program allows foreign doctors to stay in the United States until they become citizens, so long as they agree to practice in underserved rural communities for 3 years. In February, the USDA announced that it would stop sponsoring physicians. The decision was met with a storm of protest from rural politicians and healthcare officials. And now, as NPR's Wade Goodwin reports from Cotulla, Texas, it looks like the program might continue after all, at least for now.
Halfway between San Antonio and the border town of Laredo lays Cotulla, Texas, population 3,600. The town sits in that part of Texas romanticized by American Westerns, dry, dusty, flat, and barren, like the hundreds of 18-wheelers that fly past here every day on their way up from Mexico. Prosperity has passed Cotulla by. Boarded up and decrepit storefronts and rusting trailer homes testify to a poverty of third world proportions.
Where's William?
He's under
He's getting ready to get an injection. Come on, William.
The task of attracting doctors to Cotulla falls to Alfredo Zamora, CEO of South Texas Rural Health Services. Zamora runs 7 clinics in 4 counties.
There's no recreation. If you're sport-oriented, we do not have the domes and the football teams and or the social activity that happens on a daily basis. You know, not too many places where you can go eat. So, actually, we have not very much to offer.
It's not that Zamora doesn't pay well. He does, $125,000 a year or more, but doctors still won't come. But the J-1 visa waiver program became a big help to Zamora and thousands of other rural hospital administrators across the country who serve the poor. Since 1994, 3,000 physicians have been placed through the program. Normally, foreign doctors who train in America and want to become citizens must first return to their own country for 2 years. But Zamora says that if they agree to participate in an underserved rural community for 3 years, the doctors are allowed to stay in America uninterrupted.
When the J-1 program came about, it created some stability simply because it's a 3-year responsibility that they have to pay. We know, and if we rotate them well and if we coordinate well, one leaves and one comes.
Zamora's doctors have come from the Philippines, Italy, Bolivia, India, Pakistan, Colombia, Puerto Rico, and Iran. And he calls the talent top shelf, as good as or better than American doctors he was able to land. So it was a blow when the Department of Agriculture announced in February that because of the terrorist attacks, it would no longer participate in the J-1 program. USDA spokeswoman Elisa Harrison says the government couldn't guarantee the doctors weren't security risks.
But as we looked at this program and ran some investigations, we did find that there were some security issues that we didn't have the authority or the resources to take care of. We discovered that there were some folks who we had recommended for a waiver that weren't where they were supposed to be, and they weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing.
After the terrorist attacks, the USDA suspended its processing of J-1 applications to conduct a review. A Justice Department investigation found that 3 applications out of about 90 were considered security risks. Exactly what that means, no one will say. But the decision by the USDA to then suspend its participation in the J-1 program brought protests from politicians on both sides of the aisle. Republican Henry Bonilla is the chairman of the House Agricultural Appropriations Subcommittee.
Well, I think the most important thing is for people out there who are concerned that they should know that this is an issue that we are focused on in a big way in Washington. It's of special importance to members of Congress and senators that do have large rural populations and who have been to those neighborhoods and those communities to see how important these doctors are to these clinics, to these health centers, to these migrant health care centers as well.
So yesterday, the USDA backtracked and agreed to continue participating temporarily until the remaining applications in the pipeline can be processed. During the next 2 months, a White House task force is charged with finding a better way to process, screen, and oversee the visa waiver program.
Okay, good. Very good. So I will be with you in a second.
Okay.
Hi, baby. I'll see you in a bit. Oh, she's cute.
So just what kind of threat do these foreign doctors pose? Well, the INS says not much. Immigration and naturalization officials say the applications from foreign doctors are thoroughly investigated. They say people who spend 10 years or more in medical training are unlikely terrorists. INS officials worry a lot more about the student and business visas that are issued. Those were the visas the 9/11 terrorists used to get in. The issue of access to foreign doctors is relevant to a surprising number of patients. Nearly a quarter of the total physician population are foreign-born doctors, and rural areas are clamoring for their services. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Cotulla, Texas.
Is that your doggy? Yeah.